The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
And now we're in color, and I'm hearing myself in reverb. Good morning, everyone,
me
and
too.
Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the official Kmart Blue Light Special light bulb changer, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
I've got some bulbs to change. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Tom McClain.
Good morning. Good morning to Kenny.
Good morning, gang.
Welcome back, Kenny. And good morning to all of you on this Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. 6:03 is the time. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. There's a lot of them today, so get ready. Welcome to National Greenpeace Day. Welcome to National Cheese Toast Day. Welcome to National Creme de Menthe Day. Welcome to National Double Cheeseburger Day. Welcome to National Felt Hat Day. Welcome to National Linguini Day. Welcome to National Online Learning Day. Doesn't that take on a whole new meaning? Welcome to National IT Professionals Day, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson on this Tuesday.
Yes.
On this second day of the week, how is your delicious cup of joe?
Oh, mine is boom, 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 super bass, super bass.
Oh,
it's really good today. And now I have that song in my head. I've had it in all night since Dancing with the Stars last night.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
had to highly edit that song, which cracked me up. Every other word was edited out thanks to the ABC. Well, no, thanks to the fact that you can't say those words on ABC. Huh? Dawn, how is your tea?
It's inventive, it's intelligent, and intellectual.
Oh, yours is a smarty tea today.
Yeah.
Kenny?
Mine is not. I'm not sure how mine is because I'm drinking the Ass from Elbow blend. And frankly, I don't know which is which. I'm not sure at this point anymore.
Oh, it's all right. We're just glad you're here. Mine is a bashful, beautiful, auspicious, awesome. And abundant. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Kenny, welcome back, my friend. Hope you enjoyed
you.
Your 3-day, 4-day, whatever you did there.
I didn't. No.
Okay.
You're working, huh? Lots
I laid,
of work.
Hung paper, laid tile, painted, did everything. Yeah. Hauled equipment. Yeah.
That's right. You were doing wallpaper for the first time. How did that go?
Oh, it went beautifully. Yeah, it turned out really nice, actually.
Oh,
I was stunned.
You're being facetious. Okay,
no, I was stunned. And boy, I had no idea what I was doing going in, but I'm a pro now.
Really?
Yes.
And I'm not for hire, so don't even ask.
Don't call. Don't tweet.
Lots
don't
of YouTube
email.
Videos.
Yeah.
No. What? No vids.
Was it easier or harder than you expected, the wallpaper?
Well, at first it was hard because I was piecing in replacement pieces, pieces of the wall that had been damaged by furniture, etc. And then it worked good in two areas, but one area it didn't work at all, so I ripped the whole wall down. I mean, all the wallpaper off that wall and redid the whole wall, and that went really well. Looks really good.
Oh, I thought you meant you just ripped the whole wall down. I thought you got so angry with the wall.
No, I've done that in other rooms. I've done that in other rooms, but in this case, all I had to do was peel the paper off and start over. And I'm glad when we papered it back in 97 that we had three rolls left.
Wow. Oh, that you and those
always
rolls.
Always buy extra wallpaper. That's a good tip in life.
Yes, yes.
That's a long time to keep the extra rolls. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But boy, it really turned out nice.
Wow, 97. That's
and
year
I went right
here.
from hanging paper to laying tile in the bathroom. I had a tiny little tile job I had never finished, so I did that, and I'm making progress. It's just I'm so exhausted.
Look at you, Bob Vila. I bet you are tired.
Yeah.
Oh. I see the light at the end of the tunnel here, though, huh?
And then yesterday morning, I was up. Yeah, yesterday morning, I was up north and had fiber optic installed in my studio up north. So that's now ready to go.
Nice.
So, yes. Though it wasn't a relaxing weekend, a lot accomplished. We'll look at the positives. Yes. A lot was accomplished during these 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I'm so nonplussed is the realtor's taking pictures this weekend, and the house is just trashed.
So
get ready for that, too.
Yeah, so now we're getting ready for pictures, and oh my goodness, what a mess we have here.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Well, eventually it'll be over. Notice I didn't put a time frame on that. I just said eventually.
One day.
One day it'll be over. Lex,
think of all that money, Kenny.
Yeah. Equity, baby. Equity.
All that hard work will pay off for sure.
And I have to thank David for the equity, because we refied with him many, many years ago. And when we did that, it really changed our lives, and we lived through that depression a few years ago where real estate took a hit, but ours didn't, and it was thanks to David, because we had refied, and thanks to him.
Nice. Yeah. Hi, David. We love you, David, at First Equity. Lex, how did night two of the Great American Cryout go?
Okay, so yesterday he was so tired that he just fell asleep in my arms, and I was able to just put him right in his crib. So,
oh, nice.
Thank you, God. But I have to say thank you to all the My Talkers who sent suggestions and books and who to follow and what to do, because there are so many different ways to do it, and you know, you have to know your kid, of course. But I just really grateful. There was a lot of good stuff there. So I ordered some books yesterday, which I never, you know, because it came so early. And we talked about this yesterday.
I didn't
take any
this.
Classes or anything. It was just like, oh, baby's here. Okay, you know.
Wait a minute. Are you at the point where now you're letting him cry himself to sleep?
Yeah.
Trying, anyway.
Let me ask, who caved first?
Can you guess?
Well, if he's anything like me, Anil did.
He did.
Yeah,
we tried it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, and about 25 minutes in, he was like, I can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I get it. I'm glad you said it. Just go get him.
I had to leave the house at one point because I couldn't stand it. Yeah.
Oh, really, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. It's tough, man, listening to your kids.
You feel like you're
going to
go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's screaming bloody murder. Oh, yeah.
So I was really grateful for last night, him just kind of passing out, thank goodness. But I just am grateful that there's some other ways, and I mean, we'll still do it that way too. It's just getting him ready for it and having that routine. I'm really looking forward to that, because it's, you guys know, it's tough. It's like we're up at 11.
Oh,
3
boy.
4
yeah.
Oh, so,
well,
yeah.
at least let's, just like we focused on the equity with Kenny, a small victory. He slept yesterday. He fell asleep naturally.
Yeah. He just fights that sleep like no one's business, even now.
Gee,
naps.
I wonder why.
Thank you, Dawn.
I wonder who his mom is.
Dawn, can you whip out the graph of the gene pool for us,
exactly.
Please? Exactly. Let's just
look at to stay up late?
Okay, hold on a minute. Dawn, I'm tracking the
we
mother.
We got stuff to do.
Hold on a minute, Lex. Hold on a minute. The mother has a morning radio show, but stays up until 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'm tracking it, Dawn. I see a direct line. I see a direct line in the gene pool.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he would just go to sleep, I could get my stuff done, okay?
I can't wait to see what he gets into late at night. Uh-huh. Like, let's see, what does he want to do? Put Legos together. Who knows?
Oh,
yep.
Probably. Yeah, that's the ultimate toy, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Loud, too, Lex, when they dump them on the floor.
Cling, 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 cling. Can rip your feet up.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, nothing hurts worse than stepping on a Lego.
Oh, especially in the dark
pieces.
And then you think it's just one, and then you hobble, and then you hobble on a whole other pile.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, this month My Talk 107.1's listener rewards is hot. Like really, really hot. First, get lit with the $1,500 Lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. We're also giving away a $200 gift card to Staples for a home office upgrade, $100 for Dick's Sporting Goods, and gift cards to Starbucks and Chipotle to sign up for listener rewards. And you all should be doing that. I mean, if you're going to listen to this, you should get rewarded, for heaven's sake. Just go to mytalk1071.com. Go get another cup of Joe. We'll be back right after these words. Back. That's the song. Man. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything. Oh, people. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, and Kenny's back from a weekend of wallpaperings.
Woohoo!
It's Tuesday, September 15th, 2020. Hope your day's starting off okay. And if it's not, wow, it's starting early, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully we can help turn that around.
If it's already going down the crapper, I don't know. There's not much we can do here in the next two and a half hours. But hey, Dawn.
What's old people?
Go ahead. I'll tell you about that. Dawn, I was thinking about you last night. There wasn't a lot. Well, there actually was a lot on TV, but I just thought around 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh God, I wonder if Dawn's watching Love Affair yet.
Oh,
so I was just checking in to see how if you've watched.
You must
Love
have
Affair
felt
yet.
My anger coming through the. Universe. I did start watching Love Affair.
Wait. Did you say start? You're doing it in parts?
Yeah, because I can't handle it all at once. So what I'll do is I'll rent it from Amazon Prime or YouTube or whatever. And then I have to calculate. I'm like, okay, I have this stupid thing for 24 hours. When am I going to? I don't want the pressure tomorrow of having to watch it like at 4 p.m. So let me start it at a certain time so I'm giving myself enough time to watch it. Okay. And then I had to I know Big Brother is on a special night, a different night tonight, because the American Country Music Awards are on tomorrow at the usual time. So I was just trying to calculate it all out. I got about 30 minutes in.
No. Well, now that's a one-sitter kind of movie. You ingest it all at the same time.
And it's two hours long. I'm like, crap! I don't want to be doing this.
30 minutes is good enough, right? She can pretty much figure out what's going to happen.
No,
for the rest of the movie.
She hasn't gotten to the twist yet.
Dawn, you're off the hook. You're off the hook, Dawn.
MC looked up the twist, and he knows what the twist is going to be. And the look on his face is just like, he goes, well, I don't think you're going to like it.
No, you're not going to like it. He's absolutely
right.
Oh, gosh.
Like, oh, boy. Actually, I made the video before I started watching it. I'll put that up on my Instagram just so people can hear my thoughts in advance.
Oh, perfect.
About what's going on.
I love those because you're always so dismayed.
You don't even need the audio. Just look at Dawn's face. That's and then you just try to put your own words in her mouth. It's hysterical because your face is so like, oh, my God. Goodness. You mentioned it. Can I ask you, because over here, Ted, producer Ted at the Jason Show, watches Big Brother, and I don't, so I rely on him. I heard about that scandal, the housemates making fun of the guy that's on the autism spectrum.
Oh, that makes me so mad. This guy is brilliant.
Horrible.
He is brilliant. He went to Tulane. He is a college professor, physics teacher. He's won Big Brother before because this is an all-star season.
Yeah.
So, yes, he is on the spectrum. He rocks a lot. He's always in the hammock. He's always sitting there rocking. He doesn't ever sit still because it soothes him. It's just a compulsion.
A calming mechanism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's stressful to be in there. So anyway, it was like four or five of them on the live feeds were basically making fun of it. They're annoyed with him right now, but for no other reason other than these people are all in an alliance together. And it just was in very bad form. Like, don't they ever sit there and go, oh my gosh, I shouldn't. One of them's making fun of him, like imitating him. The other ones are laughing along and saying, I can't stand there and talk to him because it just makes me uncomfortable that he rocks all the time. I just can't stand it. It's like, this is not right. And, you know, every year Big Brother has something, whether it's a racist comments, terrible things, you know, because I think they forget the cameras are on them, honestly.
Well, we played the clip yesterday, Lexus. I was so, like, again, I don't watch it. I'll hear about it from Dawn, or, you know, we sometimes have McRae on the talk show, who's a local Big Brother legend too, who was on many years ago. Anyway, we played the clip of all of them talking about this guy, and the one, I think it was, I don't know if it was the man or woman, they were like, oh, my worst nightmare would be to wake up and see him rocking back and forth at the head of my bed like a horror movie or something.
Like the Shine, like the Red Rum. And they started calling him the Red Rum Kid. His name's Memphis, and I can't wait until he's ejected from the house. He's very cocky.
It's so unnecessary. And come on. I mean, there's, like I said, you can make fun of a lot of things. I mean, there's some safe things you can make fun of. Like if they don't, you know, they don't bathe for a couple of days and whatever. But you don't make fun of something that someone can't help.
And they've all been on the show before.
It's an all-star season. One of the girls, Nicole, she's also a winner, supposed to be his friend. They're the two former winners of Big Brother in the house. So they've already won $500,000 from the show in the past. She actually got dropped by Olay Skincare. She doesn't know that yet because she's not out of the house. But
which I love. Sorry.
Exactly, love because they're like, that is not something that we align with, and we won't be using her as an endorser anymore. So
good. There's consequences.
Exactly. Yep.
And Phil Jones watches. He just typed to us. They continued making fun of him, he writes, even after the producers scolded them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the producer
jumped in.
Yes.
Then? Yeah.
And that right there just shows you their buttheads. I mean,
lack
come on.
Of respect.
Yeah. Now you're made aware of what you're doing.
Two-faced friends are the worst, too. She's probably thinking she can rely on him, too.
Yeah.
And then know now.
Yeah. It's so... Well, because I referenced this yesterday, and he won't mind me saying this. You know, Colin, when he gets nervous, he does this little, like he scratches the back of his neck. And it's either when he gets excited or when he's feeling a little anxious. And I said on the show yesterday, if anybody made fun of Kyle, I would lose my mind. Like, you don't make fun of things like that. There's a lot of safety things you can have some good ribbing and good fun. That's not one of them. That's just not one of them. It bothered me. Anyway, Big Brother over there on CBS. Or if you're like Dawn and you don't want to watch Love Affair, you can watch the live feed on CBSL.
Right now.
coming up on 6:26. Big changes for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Alexis has that. Plus, Drew Barrymore show reviews next.
And now, a really ridiculous and most likely offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
What is it about gays?
This has been a really ridiculous and offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
Hey, you ask that question all the time. I never have a good answer for him. I have no idea, Lex. I have no idea. Sorry, Pat.
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey. Oh.
Hey, Pat, whatever. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming on every kitchen device imaginable, except for blenders. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. 6:31 is the time. I saw this on Nora O'Donnell yesterday. Everything else is changing. Why shouldn't the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What's going on?
Well, it's 94th year. I didn't realize this, too. 22 million people watched the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm one of them. I like to have it on, you know, as we're getting ready for the day. And
well, I was going to say it's a captive audience. Yeah, we're all home. We're all making our stuffing. We're all making our yams.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, the parade will still have the balloons. It will still have the giant floats. Santa Claus will be there, but they're shifting to a television-only special presentation. So they're going to take 2 days to record the parade, and 75% of the parade participants will be there, so it won't be full capacity. Also, you know, the high school and college bands that play, they will be replaced by local professional marching bands instead of the kids, because they have to be at least 18.
Yeah.
So that's going to be new. Instead of people holding down the balloons like normal, there'll be special vehicles that will bring the balloons through. And they're not going to travel the full 2.5 miles like they always do.
Well, the balloon thing, I mean, I look, you can't have teenagers, you know, hundreds of them on planes, you know, flying to New York. I get that.
Yeah.
But the balloon, I mean, I'm glad that they're going above and beyond, but the balloon operators, it would seem, could be fairly safe. They're outdoors, so the good air circulation. They could be fully masked. But hey, okay.
Yeah, and maybe in the future, that's just the way they do it. Then the people in the parade can just concentrate on handing out candy or...
So I missed it. Are
they high-fiving everybody?
Yeah, speaking of candy, are there going to be spectators? I missed that part.
No spectators. So it's going to look very different as we're watching.
Well, what's the point?
Just to see it. I mean, it's cha-ching, guys. I mean, the 22 million people watch it. They're still thinking about their sponsorships. They're still thinking about, you know, having some commentary, something maybe fun to, because it's that captive audience that you're talking about, Jace.
Yeah, because you are. I mean, that's why even
tradition.
Today in network TV, you still garner 22 million viewers. But
yeah.
I'm just going to miss Al Roker, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, being chased by a banana. That's like he was last year. It was toothpaste or something, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they're having
different.
It.
Yeah.
Can I just ask them, though, can we stop... And I'm talking to the Macy's Thanksgiving people, but now maybe the sports people will agree with me. Can we stop with the fake pumped-in applause? I know you're trying to make it seem the same, but like last night, and we'll get to it, and my goodness, do I have a lot to say on Dancing with the Semi-Stars.
okay.
They pumped. It was constant. Now, I don't know if they were trying to drown out Tyra Banks because she was so bad, and if that was the case, thank you. But, and that gives you a preview of what I thought of last night. But anyway, I'm so sick of this... I don't know. And we do it as a joke over on the talk show, but they're doing it to try to trick us. And it's just annoying. I don't know.
Well, it's when you use it in excess. You're
yes.
so right about the parade. Sometimes it's just like we see all the people there. Now, they might amp it up this year because of the lack of people. So that might actually be even more annoying. But
yeah, I don't know. We don't need that. Just show us the floats. Have some music. Have a Rockette, you know, do a flip or something, and then let's just move on. I don't know. They don't flip.
Yeah.
I just mean like a kick or something. 6:35. The Drew Barrymore show debuted yesterday.
Yeah.
And 24 hours ago, I was very excited. And I, you know, Dawn was giving a very nice compliment to our show, talking about why she traditionally hates talk shows. Lex and I were looking forward to this one, going, okay, well, yeah. Now it's about 24 hours later, and I'm very curious, now that we've watched the premiere, how we're feeling this morning. Ladies first, alphabetical, go Lex.
Okay, all right, Drew Barrymore show. It felt like Drew Barrymore gives a bunch of stuff away. Oh, and Charlie's Angels are there as well. It was uplifting and fun and happy, just what you'd expect from Drew Barrymore. You can tell she had some nerves kind of going into it. I bet it's super awkward starting a show like this with no audience. Mm-hmm. So to get around that, they did a virtual audience, which was really cute to see. I think I'm going to give her a week. I didn't think it was so bad, Jace.
Okay.
And Dawn. The other thing that was fun is that they ended up using, so she had the Charlie's Angel, Lucy Liu, mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz was a hologram.
Yeah. Beam.
That was kind of crazy.
On green screen. Yeah.
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 And it looked normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it too, Dawn?
I only watched the opening skit of her yelling like Oprah. Mondays. And I mean, she's enthusiastic. Let's say that. I didn't give it a full try. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched that. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I got to find out how to watch Love Affair right now. So I'm going to click to that. But so I can't really give you a full review because I just watched that opening sequence.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
When she's I get the sense out Mondays.
That, yeah.
Are you cleaning up your reaction, Dawn? I get the sense that you're cleaning it up and making it nice and palatable for radio listeners.
I mean, it was a little bit cringy for me, I'll say that. It didn't make me want to watch the full show.
Oh, Okay.
It didn't draw me in like, wow, this is going to be hilarious. It wasn't.
You're the same way, Jeez.
It wasn't like, oh my gosh, Kelly Clarkson is singing. And I hate to compare it to her, but, you know, that's just so dynamic and an amazing way to start a show. And it's just like so unique and cool. And this is just, was like, oh no, this is how you're starting. And I don't know. So, yeah, I did love that part. But like I said, I didn't watch all of it.
So you weren't actually yelling at the TV, you suck, you suck, you... No?
It was like taking Theraflu. You hope it tastes good.
Yeah.
And you hope it's going to make you feel better. But then you realize, nope, still medicine.
It never made you feel good?
No.
Even her makeover with the design, she had some design tips in there. And
no, my testicles sucked right into my body cavity. I was very uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
It was very... I did not like it, and I thought it was really I had secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to feel, which is why I stopped.
I had it way Colin, who gets it worse than I do, and he had to turn away from the television, and I'm not joking.
Boy.
He had to, he goes, I can't watch this. I can't watch this. He goes, I'm really uncomfortable, and he wasn't kidding. Like, her opening now let me stop
about
here
Mondays?
And say... I felt like she was screaming a lot, which
it was like how Tyra annoys Banks. Me sometimes. Tyra
yes.
Banks.
Yeah. Now, I will say this is day one. Let me preface. I always say, and I'm holding to this. I am like you, Lex. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to give it 2 weeks. Because I know what it's like. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Shows don't get their groove for years, so I am not going to give up on Drew because I love her or her team after one show. But I gotta tell you, I would be 100% lying to you if I didn't think at the conclusion of this, this is, I fear, another example of people in suits and power suits in a big tower thinking that because somebody's a movie star, they can host a daytime show.
Right.
Because actresses and actors don't always make the best talk show hosts because you can tell when they're reading off a teleprompter. And Drew is too dependent on that teleprompter. And that is why also people like Wendy Williams, people that have a radio background are sometimes better at doing that natural, like... You know, taking in a story, mama birding it, chewing it up in your mouth and regurgitating it in a conversational way.
Yeah, in your own way.
Yes. Drew was too. And this is what I hope the producers help her with or realize. Let Drew be Drew. She so far is not good at reading the teleprompter in a really natural way. Everything seems very canned and staged and corny. And if they just let Drew, even the Hot Topic segment, which they call Drew's News, it's too scripted. And it was cringy to me. I don't know. Yeah. Let's take a break.
Day one, guys. Day one.
Oh,
let's give
absolutely.
Her a little bit of a try. And,
oh,
you know,
I'm going to.
I'm not an
saying...
easy thing to do, like you said. And, man. Hopefully, yeah, when there's more people there that she can play off of, that will maybe be easier for her. But, you know, you can't rely on that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you get also for starting a show during a pandemic. So is the timing right? That's kind of how I
don't
I felt
know if
afterward.
Timing. Yeah, I don't know if timing has anything to do with the reading. I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be day one nerves. And anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of chalking it up to.
Yeah. 6:42, you can watch Drew on CARE at 1 p.m. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. 6:47, Jason and Alexis in the morning on this Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Ho! Kim K. It's been 72 hours since we've had to talk about Kim K. Right, Lex? 48
yeah,
hours or
something like that.
A couple days.
Feels just like yesterday.
Feels like yesterday, but sadly, we're going to talk about her again because there's some backlash, right, Dawn? Why are people mad?
Yes. Now, she has her shapewear line, and it's called Skims, Well, she's come out with a line of the Kardashian Skims maternity shapewear. But it's not, so people just went crazy. They're like, why would a woman who's pregnant want to look slimmer? This is an outrage. This is horrible, shaming women for gaining weight during pregnancy or just even having a belly. But she had to calm everybody down. I'm actually on her side with this one.
That's not what this is about.
And Alexis, yeah. I think you'll agree, because if you haven't been pregnant, what happens is you gain all this weight in the front and your back, you have a hard time supporting that belly, especially when you get bigger. And all of these, they're designed really to give you support, to hold you in, almost like a weight belt that you wear whenever you're weightlifting. When you have that, everything with this shapewear, I'm assuming, like it's like a body shaper but has more support into it, you just feel more secure and it helps you have more energy in your day. So she describes it as, you know, there's leggings out there. They act as compression stocking to combat the swelling related to pregnancy. It's also can be worn after you've given birth and gives you comfort and support after you deliver, especially if you're recovering from a cesarean.
Yeah, and that material that's around your belly, it's thinner, it's stretchy,
mm-hmm.
so it's more about the support underneath the extra weight you're carrying, and for your thighs to help, you know, keep it all together, but not in a, let's look hot kind of way.
Let's try to look skinnier
in a supportive
kind of
way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But, I'm sure she feels
I wish
like
I had these, actually. The more I read about it, I thought, wow.
That would have been helpful.
Would have been very helpful.
And it's going to work to her advantage to have, you know, this kind of controversy out there, because now women who are pregnant are going to be aware of them just because of the conversation. So
Yep. It
works in her favor.
The controversy, guys, is it coming from people who have never been pregnant? Who cannot relate to this?
The one for the actual, you know, the shapewear line, when you think about it, it's for slimming effect. That's why it's like a spank. That's why you buy them. So they're just kind of taking that reason and going, it must be the same way for pregnancy, but that's not it. It's a different kind of support.
Sounds like something I could use.
Right.
Yeah. Feel good. It feels good.
There are plenty of reasons to complain about her.
Sure.
I just don't see what's the big deal. I'm with you guys. I don't see
it. Kind of makes me wonder.
Yeah.
If Chris or, you know, the team there kind of started it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Which would have been absolutely genius.
Yes, yes.
Oh, are we falling for it?
Probably. Because then they have had a bunch of interviews that they've, you know, been able to do where she's appearing on shows talking about, no, don't think I'm trying to make pregnant women look slimmer. I'm just trying to give them, these are supportive shapewear. Mm-hmm. So it's like her opportunity to get some free advertising. That's a good point. Yeah. You know,
genius.
You never know. She's talked to ET and all kinds of people about it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's end the conversation so we don't continue to fall prey to
it's like Chris Evans. He's used his penis pictures now to tell people, now that I've got your attention, go vote.
Yes. Yeah. Now that I like, though.
I mean,
good.
Now I don't know if that was intentional that he decided, I'm going to put this in, you know, out in the universe.
That's the only excuse I need to whip it out and throw it out on Twitter.
Go vote.
Not you, Kenny. Not you. Oh. But yes.
Well, you might get some followers there, and we know that's not your goal. So.
Yeah, I just heard you blocking someone this morning through the talk.
Did you block someone, Kenny?
Yeah. Kenny likes to discuss his things, his issues out loud, and I get to hear all of it. And he was like, are you kidding me? He goes, you are blocked for life, lady. I was like, God, I love it.
I love blocking people.
That sounds like me. And let the record show, she has no idea who I am. I just stumbled across her tweet on Twitter. And I'm just like, I was so outraged. I never want to see another tweet from you again.
Oh, my gosh. So she didn't tweet you? You just read her tweet and blocked her?
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah, that's at least, that accounts for at least 50% of the 300 people I've blocked.
Oh. You're like, wow. I just don't like you, and I don't want you following me. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I should get the real number.
Get the real number.
Please.
Hold on.
I don't think I've blocked one person.
Really, Lex? Really, Lex? No. Social media?
Oh.
I haven't.
My.
Oh, yeah. I just kind of block him in my brain.
Like, okay. Bye.
You know what's funny, Lex? I'm almost at 300. I'm at 298. 298. Kenny,
oh,
where are you?
I see blocked accounts.
Yeah. It takes me a while to get there. Privacy,
oh, just go under.
Safety.
No, yeah, you just go into the little grind.
Oh, look at this. Grinder. Blocked account, 302.
Yeah. Yes!
Oh, wow.
We're almost muted. The same.
Muted accounts, 165. Muted words, 7.
Muted. Muted accounts, I
have
9.
You can mute people so they don't know, like, they think you're still hearing them.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. Hey, you guys, I'm actually, I have 6 accounts blocked.
That a girl?
Wow.
Way,
I don't remember doing that.
Way to go, Lex.
What, yeah, how do I find this?
I have Jonathan blocked and muted.
The little gear at the top, right?
That's the list I want, Jason, because I've done that too. Muted and blocked. That's the list.
Jonathan, Lex, muted and blocked. Oh, just both. For extra protection. Yeah.
Jonathan,
and the secret to that is you have to mute first, then block.
That's what I
do. There's a specific way to do it.
Because what happens if you don't
do
that?
No.
What happens if you don't do that?
Well, you might run into them somewhere down the road, and you're like, I don't want to see this tweet.
Yeah. Oh, because you are notified when you're blocked.
But if you mute someone first? Well, if you're notified, Lex, like, let's say Kenny blocks you.
Yeah.
And you go to tag him, Kenny just won't show up. Like, you won't be able to tag him, like, because it's like he's gone, like he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So
just
that's
like a
what
family
happens.
Gathering. Kenny didn't show up once again.
Oh, goodness gracious! Isn't that funny? But yeah, so
I need to utilize this more. It sounds like
I've been blocking. I've been blocking people left and right lately. Just
my favorite though, Jason, is the mutual block, where we both agree we don't like each other, we never want to encounter each other again, so we block each other, and nothing warms my heart more. That really
the mutual
makes me,
block.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. At least we agree on something. We hate each other.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, I think it was my Aunt Lisa or something actually witnessed me blocking someone because I had posted, there was a big announcement that we made with my other job, the business, and I was really proud of it. And
it's a really cool thing.
And some idiot posted, oh, you're going to be known for selling overpriced blanks. And I was like,
I saw
bloop.
That.
Yeah, I went, bloop. I blocked immediately.
Bye-bye.
Like, I don't need your name.
That's okay. The rest of us went after that person.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I saw that. I love it. 6:55, everybody. Let's see how many people you've blocked in your life in this commercial break. When we come back, Dancing with the Stars, we watched it. We'll have our review, plus some Would You Rather a little bit later. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
It's a beautiful day.